Well, we used to love to complain about our poor mobile phone coverage and our poor services on our phone contracts. Now, top of the complaints list is our internet service, according to the latest report from the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman. The TIO says it's recorded more than 60,000 complaints about internet services, nearly half of them relating to the rollout of the NBN. Overall, complaints about telcos have increased by 41% over the last year. Judy Jones is the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman. She joins us from Melbourne. Judy, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning.
The rollout of the NBN has been a fraught process for households, for businesses, for governments too, I think, in terms of access and speeds. We know that. But the scale of complaints coming to your office, nearly 30,000 complaints, that's a jump of 159%. Did that take you by surprise?
Look, it's disappointing that it's that level of complaints and for anyone, because that indicates that nearly 30,000 Australian consumers and small businesses have had a problem with the rollout of the national broadband network. So it is to that extent disappointing. I mean, the rollout is increasing, and we did expect complaints to increase, but the scale of it, particularly in the last part of the year, is something that I know NBNCo and the retail service providers, and indeed the minister, are concerned about and are working hard to improve that customer experience.
And what's the major complaint? Is it about waiting weeks to get your service, or is it about the slow speeds at peak times when you have the service?
Oh, the slow speeds are a subset of our fault complaints. So it is, as you say, first of all, people complain to us about a difficulty getting connected, and so that might be delay, it might be problems with the connection. And then once connected, people complain about it. The service not working at all, or perhaps some intermittent service. And then for some people, they complain about the speed and say that it isn't what they were expecting or what they contracted for.
The NBN's put out a statement saying it acknowledges the findings, they claim they're working to get issues under control. In your opinion, is the NBN doing enough to fix the problems being raised by consumers?
Well, time will tell. I mean, our insight into how the rollout is going is what consumers tell us. So if fewer consumers contact us, because of course they don't tell us, generally ring us up to say that the experience was fantastic. So if we get fewer consumers contacting us over the next period, then it will show that what NBNCo and the retail service providers, because it's both parties, are doing has improved the customer experience.
Now, a parliamentary committee looking into the NBN put out a report this month. One of the suggestions was the need to create better avenues for customer complaints. This was echoed by Telstra's Chief Operations Officer, Robin Denholm, in her speech to the Comsday Summit last week, and it came up again at the company's AGM yesterday. Does the Ombudsman, do you as an independent dispute resolution service, need to take some responsibility here?
Well, I think that it is a really complex rollout, and it has presented some particular challenges. I mean, we're really pleased to be invited to give evidence to the Joint House Inquiry and had the opportunity to explain what we see from consumer complaints and what our role is. So we're, as part of the regulatory framework, we are the dispute resolution mechanism. We can report what customers tell us. We've making some changes now to make sure that all the parties in the delivery chain can be involved in the resolution of a complaint. And I think that will help to resolve some of those more really difficult technical complaints much more quickly.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:03. Our guest is Judy Jones, the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman. So a significant rise, 159% rise in complaints about internet services. But that doesn't mean there aren't still a lot of complaints about mobile phone providers and even landlines, both up from the previous year. What issues are people having?
Well, the main reason, the most predominant issue when people contact us to make a complaint is about customer service, followed by billing and payments, and then faults. So there's a lot of disruption in the industry, Fran, and new entrants coming in, lots of different changes to services and products. People are changing providers, taking the opportunity to look at where they get their services from. Mm. And when there's change, we tend to see more complaints. If you look back at our numbers over the years, when there's a lot of change in the industry, we get more complaints.
So how do you give satisfaction? Do you give them advice about, well, switch, or how to switch, or what do you do with the complaint?
Oh, no, we try and find a, our job is to find a fair and reasonable resolution for it. So for sometimes it might be simply having, after having had a look, say to the consumer, your bill is correct. And I think that's as an important part of our service as telling people that their bill needs to be corrected, because it's about trust and confidence. Can you rely on your billing? So the remedies we can give can vary: correction to a bill, some compensation at times, or just simply getting the problem fixed. You know, when you're not connected and you want to be connected, then getting connected is the resolution you're seeking.
All right. Judy Jones, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Judy Jones is the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman, who put up their annual report, which showed this dramatic rise in complaints about internet services and NBN in particular, and the satisfaction or lack of it there.